What's up, bitches? Let's record a podcast. Happy motherfucking Friday. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen, Bitch. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. And I need your help. I need you guys to leave a review, share the podcast. I see that you're listening. I see it.
I get all the information of like what episodes you've heard, what you've replayed.
All the shit. What I'm not getting is the reviews. Love it or hate it, bitch. I want to hear about it. That's the truth.
I want to hear about it. I need your help there. I'm not monetizing this bitch. I am full force just here to serve you. But if I'm going to keep this free, then we need to get it in the hands of as many people as possible. So
Please share, 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 share the fuck out of this. And those of you that are sharing it, fucking thank you.
I know you bitches have left reviews and I adore you. I've got a solid trio of big support here and I see you.
I see you, ladies. I just want to say thank you again for that. So, okay. It's Friday. It's Friday. We survived, bitch. You survived the fucking week. All the shit that came along with it. You are here. You are here. You are healthy. You are happy. Breathe in some gratitude and shift your perspective. Today,
We are actually going to talk about uncertainty, okay?
the anxiety. We're going to talk about this. I thought this was a great episode for Mushroom Monday, but this conversation came up more than once today. So I feel like it just, when God sends the message, I receive it loud and clear. So that's what we're going to run with. We're going to just talk about this today. Because, I mean, the truth is, if you look at the studies they've done, Stress in America survey. The American Psychological Association does this, and they find high levels of anxiety. More than 75% of Americans said uncertainty about their fucking health was a source of stress. And they also reported feeling stressed by financial uncertainty.
Okay, so people are stressed the fuck out. You add everything that's happening in our country right now, and it's just escalated, okay? The news doesn't help because it's just gonna fucking keep fueling the fire of fear and stress. Because I'm gonna tell you something, bitch.
Okay, listen closely. There is money in fear. There is money in fear because it keeps people sick and it keeps them fucking in line. Okay,
So if we behave, then the bad guys get to line their pockets with all the shit. If we follow their rules and live a fear-filled life, we're not taking control of where we are. We're not taking control of where we're going. We're just fucking flying blind. And where has that gotten us? Where? Okay. I mean, I can't be the only one feeling the hit at the fucking grocery store. I get it. Six kids. That shit went up and it was very noticeable in my house. I think maybe if I was a mom of just like two kids, it probably wouldn't feel so drastic.
But shit's happening around us. So this is absolutely a time where people are stressed the fuck out, okay?
So, what you really, we're going to talk about how to deal with unpredictable shit, okay?
Kind of Brandon Lynette's fucking take on this. And we're just going to wing it. I took some bullet point notes just really fast. So I'm not trying to go all manic squirrel brain on you guys. It was a fucking slow ass night at work, literally, slow as fuck. And for some reason, when it is slow, it makes me so fucking tired. No matter what I do, I am tired. And so I am like, lose, I'm at the point of like delirious tired. And you know, bitch, I keep thinking like I should not go to bed because there's a stack of Amazon boxes fucking floor to ceiling in my living room right now that I need to unbox and start wrapping so that I'm not wrapping for 48 hours before Christmas because it's fucking wrapping takes forever, doesn't it? So we're gonna fly through this pretty fast. I would like to say it'll be pretty fast. So buckle up, bitch, get your headphones on, and if you need to, take some fucking notes, okay? So if you are feeling anxious and not sh like you're just feeling that anxiety, okay? I'm gonna tell you something. Uncertainty, where you just are like walking on eggshells and you just never know. You just never know the things. It's because you're not being authentic. Number one, you've got to be authentic, okay? When you are fully, completely yourself, you don't have to play a role with anyone. You don't have to think about who you were with this person.
You don't have to keep the facade, okay? That is fucking exhausting. I cannot deal with people when I have to be fake. I just don't. I just shut it off. Like, my toxic trait as an Aquarius is, bitch, you're gonna know I don't give a fuck about you. It's very apparent. I am the ice queen. Like, I don't have the energy in me to be fake. So there is no point. And when some bitch is being fake to me, that look on my face, I can't hide that. That look on my face is, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm just gonna sit here and nod my head because I cannot believe you had the audacity to just try to fake it with me. I get it. It's ridiculous. Be yourself because being fake is exhausting. Fucking exhausting. It's a whole goddamn job to keep the mask on, okay? It's gonna make you feel uncertain, right? Because fake ass people are in everybody's business, worried about everybody else's shit, and they haven't grown into who they are. So they have to keep up those appearances. And you never know who you were with each person when you walk into a room. You don't know who's gonna be there, who's gonna see, who's gonna do the things. That's exhausting. You've gotta be your fucking self, 100%. There's nothing to be afraid of if you are just fully, completely you. You're supported. My next thing, okay. This one I love this one because I want you, bitch. When you are uncertain about stuff, ask the fucking questions. If you replace your doubt and your fears with curiosity, I mean, literally, bitch, they've studied our kids. Kids ask more than 70 questions a day. And if they're my kids, it's about 150 each. And they ask it twice, maybe three times. If you're my 8-year-old, probably seven times. You ask the same shit seven times, no matter what I say for the answer, seven times for each question. It's fucking exhausting, but kids ask a lot of questions. Sharpen your investigation skills. That's it. Gather information to make the sound decisions. You don't know. You don't know. If you don't know about a situation, don't fucking come in with your guns loaded, right? Like, just most of the time, whatever you think is happening or whatever you think is going on, whatever you think is possible is the furthest from the fucking truth. That's it. Ask questions. That means communicating with other people. Because guess what, bitch? We can't read minds. We don't know what the fuck other people are doing or thinking. We just don't. And the minute you start thinking you do, you look like an ass. You make a fool of yourself because you cannot assume you know what people are doing or thinking. Ask the questions, communicate, okay? And bitch, you've got to keep going. You have to keep going. No matter what's happening, you have to persevere through those moments of self-doubt, through anxiousness, for unknowingness, for uncertainty. Keep fucking going. Stop using these little hiccups and, the word no or someone's fucking shitty opinion about your shit stop you. Because you're gonna beat yourself up for a while and then you're gonna get back on the track and you're gonna be like, man, if I would have stuck with this, look where I would be. Yeah, bitch, that's never gonna help anyone. So you have to keep fucking going. And I know you've gotta practice the self-care. You have to practice the self-care. Stay strong by taking care of yourself. I promise if you get into this routine, it has helped my anxiety a lot. Not just with the mushrooms, bitch. Some people are not even open to the conversation of mushrooms. And that's why I thought this podcast is necessary. Okay. If you're on Mushroom Monday, 100%, I'm an advocate. Do the mushrooms. It keeps my shit at bay. It keeps me solid, sound. And I could do these things. Like, I find myself when I'm microdosing, I do the most self-care. When I'm not, and I just let, shit hit the fan, I put a lot of things to the side. I really do. If you stay focused on your self-care no matter what, it changes everything for you. It's part of that mental toughness, right? It's part of that discipline of you matter. And when I do take care of myself, like, you're having the bad day and all the things, you're a little anxious, go take a shower. And when you're done with the shower, put all the lotion everywhere. That is like my favorite thing to do when I'm, kind of stressed. Like, I'll have moments of like, oh shit, I have to go to work and I've just finished the chores. The girls and I are doing school. And I just start getting a little anxious. I'm like, no, bitch, just jump in the shower. Just jump in the shower. And this is where time kind of slows down. I have my intention. I set my intention in the water of like, wash all the negativity off me, wash the worry, wash the stress. I release my control of time. We cannot control time. And I start telling myself I have all the time in the world. I get out and I take my time putting lotion everywhere. I love it. I love that feeling. It's a very
I just feel better. Yeah, I guarantee if you really know me, you could tell the days I've done the lotion and the days I haven't. And my skin's always soft, so don't think you can touch me and figure it out. It's not that. It's a whole fucking mood. It's just a mood of like, damn, bitch, practice the self-care, okay? Another thing that is really important for my anxious bitches, for my bitches who are worried about uncertainty, you're going fast. You're doing all the things because if you stay busy long enough, you never have to own your shit. You just don't. So you stay fucking busy. You go fast. You do 90 miles an hour so that you have this excuse of like why you don't accomplish anything. It's because, bitch, you're doing everything. I have to take care of everybody else and all the things. And then everything gets set to the side. So here's my advice. Slow the fuck down. You're going to enjoy life more if you just stop rushing around. When you are living mindfully, this enables you to accomplish more with less effort, 100%. Take a deep breath and shorten your to-do list. Make it non-negotiable, all the things. Stop watching the clock. Don't stare at your list for 45 minutes, determining what to do first. Just pick something and fucking go. I was just talking with one of the beautiful women I work with, my friend Kay, and she's like, I set a timer in my closet when it's time to clean it out. And she's like, she knows she hates cleaning her closet. She hates it. And she's like, I set that timer for 10 minutes. And sometimes when the timer's up, I'll stop. And sometimes I don't. But she always makes the effort to do something about it. So take your worst thing, the thing that you're putting off. Maybe you need to, prospect clients or make some callbacks or follow up or clean your fucking closet, bitch. Set a timer and just say, okay, that's it. I've done it when I do the treadmill. Because you guys, that shit's just in my garage and it's boring. It's boring and it's easy just to want to get the fuck off of there, okay? There's no people watching involved. And now it's cold as fuck. And I'm just like, it's not a great time. So I tell myself, all right, 10 fucking minutes. 10 minutes. Once I get going, I'm like, fuck it. Okay, let's just do 30 minutes. And then before I know it's been an hour. I've got my 10,000 steps and we're done. We're done. Slow the fuck down. Okay. Another thing that I think is really important when we are feeling anxious about all the things, okay, especially if you are one of those people, and don't tell me you're not, because listen, I'm a bartender. I fucking hear everything. I know what you bitches are talking about, even when you're whispering, okay? I know what you're talking about. And it's everything that's on the fucking news. It's everything that is negative. You are feeding into the game. Like you're fueling this. You are keeping this negative recurring role. You're just attracting it into your life. More news, more bad news attracts more bad news. And if you talk about it, then it starts spreading and it's a fucking virus. You're sharing a fucking virus. You're doing it. And it's not the kind you cover up with a mask. It's the kind you fucking turn off the news. Stop listening to the news. Stop making this the point of conversation when you're out with your friends. You have nothing better to talk about than our economy. Are you fucking kidding me? Nothing better to talk about. If that's the case, bitch, you need to go back to podcast number one and just listen through all the way through. I think we're on episode like 79 or 80 right now. Just get all the way up to this point and understand that there is more inside of you. There is more to this life than fucking falling victim to all the bullshit, okay? That all the social media, fucking TikTok, YouTube stuff, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's melting your brain. Unless you are there specifically to learn something, and I'm going to tell you can learn anything you want. Learn something new every day. Talk about that with your friends. Like, oh my God, I started studying, I don't know, I'm obsessed with energy. So I started doing studies on energy. I'm obsessed with the brain. So I started doing research on the brain, which I'm obsessed with the brain. Like, part of me is like, go back to school and like learn the things for real. But I'll just learn it on YouTube. It's fine. I don't need a degree, right? Who needs a degree? I have a podcast. Like nowadays, we don't need any of the fancy paperwork. We just do the things. You've got to have more to talk about than this. I want you to shut out the negativity. You have to shift your fucking focus, okay? Shift your focus. It's that law of attraction. You find the things, you see the things that make you feel good, and you just continue to draw into that. Like things that bring you joy. You like nature, go get more nature. You like reading, go read more books. All of the things, you've got to shift your focus, okay? Devote your time and energy to changing the things that are within your control. Ask yourself. This is the time where you have to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, can I control this? Number one, if another person is involved, fuck no. Fuck no, you can't. You cannot control other people. And I'm going to tell you, bitch, another lesson I learned today is when people show you who they are, believe them. You will not change them. You need to figure out how you navigate when someone shows you who the fuck they are. How do you move through that, around it? Is it something you're going to compromise with, something you can handle? Or is it fucking non-negotiable? Because people show you who they are, fucking believe them. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how disappointed you are, or fucking sick to your stomach, or heartbroken, or whatever the things, whatever goes through your head, you have to believe people when they show you who you are. 100%. And you can't control them. You can't. There, you never, ever, ever have control of a situation where another person is involved. You've got to let go of that shit. Let go of the shit with the people, all the things. Go do something constructive when you catch yourself ruminating about the fucking economy or Jesus Christ, our health system, the lack of it. Go do something constructive, whatever it is. Go clean your closet. Set the timer. Go clean your closet. Try to figure out why the fuck you give a fuck. You have to get your own house in order, bitch. Okay. This is the best thing you could do for your kid. You're worried about the future of what our kids have. You can't control that. We cannot control what the government does next. We cannot control what the health companies do next. We can't control that. What you can control is the examples that you're setting for your kids. Make them self-sufficient. Teach them to do the research and find the truth on their own. Because the truth is, I don't believe anything anymore. I don't believe the good guys. I don't believe the bad guys. I think everything's a little bit of fucking half truth and it's disgusting. So you know what I know to be true? I show my kids the level of honesty. I show my kids how we treat other people. I show my kids how you can be self-sufficient. And if you think something's cool, learn more about it. Fall into that. You have to get your home in order. That's what you can control. The president is not raising my children. That's a fact. You are raising what comes next. Focus on that more than you're focusing on what people are doing to our country. I promise, get your home in order. Take care of your shit. There's power in that. There's power in that. Another thing, bitch, when you are someone who is just all living in that life of uncertainty and anxiousness, you've got to get a coach. Get a fucking coach. It has saved my life, and I, in turn, have been able to coach women to help them save theirs. That's a thing. Get a fucking coach. And if that's not a thing for you, get a therapist. You've got to reach out. Talk out your thoughts and feelings. Let others know how they can help you. That is one of our toxic traits, especially men and women. There's no one misses this target, okay? We don't tell people how they can help us. We just don't. We have this expectation like they should know what we need, but that's not true, okay? Do something, practice some gratitude, and do some random acts of kindness. Always, when I'm feeling the worst, I do something nice for someone else. That's it. Just random, not even trying to tell people, it's us or all the things. It's just doing something kind for someone else. Whatever that looks like for you. And it doesn't have to be monetary, right? It doesn't have to be money. Maybe, your elderly neighbor, go rake the leaves in their yard. Just something. Do something nice for someone else. And bitch, if you are dealing with uncertainty, understand all of us are. All of us are fucking insecure. All of us are comparing ourselves. You've got to stop fucking comparing yourself to other people. We're all fucking doing it. So that person that you're worried about, that you're comparing yourself to, do, they're doing the same thing to someone else. Like, they are looking at someone else in another level, another energetic universe, and they're like, damn, damn, they've got it, and I don't. You'll always find what you're looking for. So stop the comparison, because this is another way that we self-sabotage, and then we blame it on our anxiousness and we blame it on our uncertainty. This goes back to my first step is being authentic. You just be you. You don't want to be the bitches on TV. I promise you don't. No matter how great and cush they make their lives look, that's a mess. There's always a sacrifice. Anything you're doing in your life, there's a sacrifice. Don't sell your soul for this shit. It's not that serious, okay? You've got to just embrace the fact that we are all different, okay?
Not comparing ourselves to make ourselves feel better either, right? Like, oh my God, she's a hot mess. I'm glad I have my shit together. Nope, that just lowered your vibration by 100 points. The truth is, we're all in the same fucking playing field. And sometimes I have to fucking chill myself the fuck out too, because I get in this like very defensive of like, bitch, your energy sucks. And like, you could, I just told you could fucking see it on my face, okay? My face does not hide my emotions very well. So I just can't. I have to get into that point to remember that we're all fucking human. We all struggled. I guarantee someone looked at me like that too. Someone looked at me a long time ago and was like, bitch, your energy is fucking off. And boom, they're gone. Right. So still have a level of love, but stop the comparison, especially if it's you looking down on other people. Bitch, we are the same. We are the same. Nothing makes us different. Nothing. We're all fucking human. We are all struggling. What separates you is you acknowledging and owning your power and deciding to make the effort to bring something good into this world. And some people won't do that. That doesn't make you better. It makes us different. And that doesn't mean that we tolerate the energy. We move on. But it doesn't have to be in a judgmental way. Like, no more judgments to people. No more judgment. If that's what you choose, cool. I just don't want to be a part of it. You know? That's it. It's that easy to me. It's that fucking just let them go. Bless and release. If you follow me on Facebook, I've said it like 5 times this week. Bless and release, bitch. Bless and release. Let them go. You don't like their energy? It's not about like, ooh, well, I'm a lot better off than you. No, bitch, it's just we're different. We're different. I'm in a different vibration. I'm gonna stay on this fucking platform. You can stay where you are. That's cool. I just don't want anything to do with it. Bye. Bye. Wish them well. Bless them on their journey and release them. That's it. You've got to have an attitude of gratitude. If you wake up every day focused on things you're thankful for, you get more of that energy coming into your fucking vibration. 100%. Like, you're going to attract good things. I know times when I'm living in that attitude of gratitude, I'm not feeling anxious. I'm not feeling overwhelmed. I'm not worried about what comes next, because the more gratitude you have, the more you're living in that present moment. You feel connected to other people. You feel hopeful about the future. The moment you start feeling sorry for yourself about all the things you don't have, all of a sudden you've created that vortex and you're going to attract more anxiousness. You're going to attract more stress. You're going to have anxiety. You're going to make yourself sick, bitch. That's it. Attitude of gratitude. You really want to build your confidence in this space? Then remember your fucking achievements. Think about everything you've overcome in the past. Show yourself you're capable of dealing with your current situation right now, bitch.
Right now, you just tell me. Some of you could share this in the Facebook group if you want. I want you to tell me about the worst day to date that you've had in your life. About the worst day. Maybe you heard, your mother died, or, you lost a dog, or you got into a car accident, or, you lost an eye. I don't fucking know. Whatever your worst day, whatever that day was, tell me about it. Because you know what I'm gonna say? Holy shit, bitch, that was your worst day and you survived it and you're still here. That's your worst day. Think of all the magical days you've had in between that. Experiment, bitch. Apply your skills and strength to what's happening right now. How did you overcome your worst day? What got you through it? Or are you still just stuck in it and you're living it on repeat every fucking day because you can't change that day?
You can't change it.
You can't delete it. You can't erase it. You can't change. You can't do anything except release it, let it go. Reliving it, that's just punishment,
Unnecessary punishment. Keep learning. Keep learning. Learn something new. I'm very serious about this. If you really have to know about fucking current events and all the things, limit your time to that. Like, make yourself a deal. Okay, 10 minutes, I'm gonna scroll current events because it's that important to me, but I want you to stay emotionally detached. Okay, emotionally detached. This is something that you're gonna practice in meditation, stoicism. We're gonna talk about this more in the future because I am flexing this. I'm flexing. Like, even today, I had a situation that had me emotionally charged and I started to feel that. And I'm like, you know what, bitch? I'm gonna let it go. You cannot change people, who they are. You cannot Take it on for yourself. It's just a matter of like, boom, I'm just gonna let this go. An asshole's an asshole, no matter how you dress them up. And when you accept that moment, the only way through it, around it, through it, is through it. That's it. You make your bed, you sleep in it. Practice that stoicism. I reined myself in, I let go of the emotional response, and I was just like, fuck it. Fuck it. You know, sometimes peace is better than being right. Okay. Peace is better than pointing out someone else's flaws. Peace is everything.
This meditation helps that.
So go ahead, set your time for the current events and fucking separate the emotion so that you're not getting worked up, okay?
And just test yourself. Can I scroll current events for 10 minutes without freaking the fuck out? If you can't, give it another 5 minutes. And then you need to start practicing that meditation to practice releasing the emotional connection you have to these things, okay? And if you're gonna take that time, then balance it out. Like, okay, if I'm gonna take 10 minutes to fucking watch Fox News or CNN, or I don't know what the fuck people watching, or I don't even know. I don't fucking know. You're gonna take the time to do this, then I want you to take 10 minutes learning something new. Just something random, like maybe, I don't know. Bitch, I don't know. I have so many tabs open in my own brain of things that I'm learning, especially like, you know, crystal healing and all the things. Like I'm just reading about all the things because it's so fascinating. You just set the timer to learn something new every single day. And it is a matter of changing your perspective, okay? I'm not going to give you that toxic advice of like think positive. But bitch, change your fucking perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Be the person that sees a glass that's half full rather than, oh my God, half of my water is fucking gone. How am I ever going to get more water? Enjoy the half glass of water. Have the gratitude.
And more water will come. Literally putting an effort for optimism, and this is scientifically proven, putting the effort to become an optimistic person. This enhances your mental and physical well-being. Not in a toxic way, bitch. You're not a robot. You are fucking human. You are never going to have 100% great days and feel happy all the time. Okay? That's a fact. So once you can embrace the truth of the fact you're human, then I want you just to start changing your perspective and look for the good in things. Change your perspective. And if you can't find the good, then look for a lesson. Like, what can I learn from this moment? What can I learn from this moment? If you are feeling
Super anxious, super overwhelmed. It is because you are so worried about tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. You can rein that in today by just making a short list of like, what is your end game? A week from now, where do you want to be? How do you want to be feeling? And what needs to be different in your life?
What habits can you change in 5 days that are going to make you feel good
when the week ends? Like, what is that thing? What is it that you're not doing that you're beating yourself up for?
Because if you skip a step in your life, something that's important to you, you lie to yourself. Okay, this is what we all fucking do. You lie to yourself like you could do all these things. You make this list and you've got this one thing in the back of your mind that is super important to you, but you kind of brush it off to the side. And then all of a sudden, other tasks start piling up and this is building. This little one important thing that's building in the back of your head, pretty soon it gets so full that you just fucking quit. You quit because you are overwhelmed, overrun. It just doesn't even feel fun anymore. Like you're not having a great time. Stop trying to do all the things. Rein this in and just think about like, what are the things I want to feel this week? What habits can I create? Can I adopt to be able to be this person on Friday? And then go from Friday to Friday of just these habits every day. And it's about winning the day, not worried about what comes tomorrow, just setting those little goals so that every day you have something that's going to keep you on your game plan so you're not feeling anxious. Knowing that the things at the top of your list are the non-negotiable, the things at the bottom, you are okay. You are not emotionally connected to whether or not they get done. So you give yourself the grace of having wiggle room to accomplish your shit. And I think that's a great thing. Like, if you're feeling anxious and uncertain, but you've got to give yourself some grace. Everybody's out there feeling this. Okay. Everybody's really freaked out about, like, oh my gosh, this stuff I have to do tomorrow. Bitch, I'm thinking, oh my God, I have all these presents I need to wrap. Like, we're thinking that. And I could get all anxious and crazy and start figuring out, when am I ever going to have time for this? Like, who the fuck has time to wrap presents? Okay. I don't, unless I sacrifice sleep. And bitch, if I don't get 8 hours, I'm not a good human. I'm not a good human. So sleep is important to me. Am I willing to knock off an hour for that? No, but I'm also not going to get anxious and whatever, because the truth is, I delegate tasks. It's going to be easy. Just, a teenage girl comes home. I say, hey, take that box downstairs, get it wrapped up for us. I could delegate tasks and give yourself the grace to do that. Stop being afraid to ask for help. Do it. Call a friend, call a neighbor, ask someone, can you just come help me organize my cupboards today? I'm stressed out. We could pour a glass of wine, play some music, and let's just do this, okay? Phone a friend, do something. Just stop getting lost in the ocean of thought. Truly, take some time to meditate. Bitch, it's Friday. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I still have about an hour before I have to go to sleep. So I think I'm gonna tackle. Oh shit, maybe I'm not. I think we're out of tape, honestly. Fuck. Okay. It's fine. I'm not gonna stress about it. It's whatever. It's all gravy, baby.
But I fucking love you. I hope you crush this week. Why don't you guys jump into my Facebook group and let me know what it is? Where do you want to be? Like, what kind of person do you want to be? You don't want to be anxious and uncertain, right? You want to be confident. You want to be stoic. You want to be fucking powerful and just, you want to own your shit every day. We're gonna lean into confidence. We'll get there. But bitch, we can't fake this. You really have to face your addiction to anxiety. Okay, we have to face it. We can't hide from it. It just makes you more anxious. It's just a matter of calling yourself out of, like, what am I worried about that I can't control? It's that thing. Like, if you're depressed, bitch, you're dwelling on the past. You're dwelling on the past. Anxiousness, you're going in the future. If you want peace, if you want harmony, then focus on this moment. What is this moment for you right now? What are the things that matter to you? I want you to look around. Are your kids playing in the other room? Are you driving to work and you have some beautiful scenery? What is the moment that you're in? Just be there. And in that next moment, you don't know what's coming. Just continue to be there. Start observing people from a level of no judgment, just love. Observe people. You're gonna see. Everybody's spiraling too. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's worried. It happens. Be the calm. Okay. People are attracted to that. They need it. They need it. And that's why you're listening to this too, because you do get that. You do get that. You get that moment of, like, okay, I can breathe. Everything's fine. I'm not going crazy. We are normal. This is normal. It's fine. We're doing life even when it's messy.
That's it. I love you, bitch. Have a great weekend.